atheism. How about Jews? Believe it or not, Pastor Anderson has successfully won Jews to Christ. Man, the old IFB just kind of sat up a little straighter. You know, if they're watching this DVD and they're kind of on the edge of their seat, they got their pen and paper out like, oh, we got to win the Jews to the Lord. You know what I mean? Because that's all they want to talk about, right? So, you know, oh, how do we do it? I won more Jews to the Lord on accident than they did on purpose. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, how do you win the Jews to the Lord? You're going to love this. Here's how you win the Jews to the Lord. Romans Road. Yeah. New Testament. Yeah. You say, oh, we got to go to Isaiah 53. Why? They don't believe in the book of Isaiah. Oh, take them to Deuteronomy. They don't believe in Deuteronomy. If they would have believed Moses, then they would have believed Christ. He said, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. Do you believe that or not? They don't believe in Genesis and Isaiah any more than they believe in Romans. So you might as well take them to Romans because those are your clearest verses. You don't have to go to Ecclesiastes and show them there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not as an alternative to Romans 3:23 because they don't believe it any more or less than anything else. And you know, the funniest part about it is the vast majority of Jews don't even believe that Isaiah even wrote Isaiah 53. Talk to Jews, talk to rabbis. You know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you it's a totally different author of chapters 40 through 66. You know, they'll say there's two Isaiahs, they'll tell you, if you talk to the Jews. Because this is why. Chapters 1 through 39 of the book of Isaiah are very different than chapters 40 through 66. I'm sure you've noticed that. Why? You know, and it's kind of like an Old Testament of Isaiah, the first 39 chapters. And then the 27 chapters are kind of like a New Testament of Isaiah. And what's interesting about that is that the Jews will say, oh, well, this is another guy who wrote 40 through 66. It's a different guy pretending to be Isaiah, is what they claim. When in reality, it's all written by Isaiah, amen? Amen. It's just two different stages of the book of Isaiah. There is a major gear change between chapter 39 and chapter 40. But the funny thing about it is, you know, these Zionist types will get all excited about showing a Jew Isaiah 53. They don't know that that Jew is thinking in the back of his head, that's not even the real Isaiah. That's pseudepigrapha of a guy pretending to be like Isaiah. And you say, well, I'll show him from the beginning of Isaiah. They don't believe that either. Okay, they don't believe any of it. They don't believe the Bible. Okay, so what's going to win the Jew to Christ? How are we going to get Jews saved? You know how we're going to get Jews saved? The gospel. You say, show them a sign. How about the sign of the prophet Jonah? Because the Son of Man was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Hey, that's what they need. You know what they need to hear? The death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That's it. That's the sign that's given unto them. That's their sign. So I knock on the door of somebody who says that they're Jewish. They're super unreceptive. Usually they won't even give you the time of day. Usually they're hostile. They hate the Lord. But sometimes you'll get Jews to listen to the gospel. I've had it happen many times. And when you get a Jew to listen to the gospel, you say, all right, turn to Romans 3:23. You say, well, I don't believe the New Testament. Okay, that's okay. Let's pretend. Let me show you what it says. Why? Because the Jews and the atheists are very similar. They both hate the Lord. Okay. But you know what? Jews are not all reprobates. There are Jews that will get saved. I mean, in Christ's day, Jews got saved. I believe all throughout history, Jews have gotten saved. I've seen some of them get saved. I baptized a Jew less than a year ago at Faithful Word Baptist Church at our hate group, you know, down in Tempe. We baptized a Jew less than a year ago. So how do you like that? Okay.